We'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight. Thank you. We had a friend in a little jam, and I realized this when I went to put this together. I've never gone and called in favors before, and I was very apprehensive about doing this. This is not something that I had ever done, and the people that I called were not necessarily people that I had done anything for. So they were fantastic. This past month that we took to put this together just was a revelation that people talk about how San Francisco has a wonderful community scene, and that we're too hip to have that down here. Well, that's not true. We do. We have a great community of musicians here, and a lot of them came through tonight in many ways. We'd like to start off the evening, if you would please welcome Christine Lakeland. Thank you.
our pleasure to be here. This is a directing called Dr. Jimmy Green.
Thank you.
talent is a factor. Still, we know a lot of show folks. Our stars are the stars of the stars. It doesn't really look so if you're in Hollywood. You go by and see this is hard. Well, Hollywood, whenever you could. Hollywood, whenever you could.
He likes stuff like this, so it worked out good. So, would you welcome a friend of us all, I'm sure, Mr. Howard Hesseman.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here, and thank you, Al, for asking me to be here. I was listening to Al's opening remarks about a sense of community that supposedly doesn't exist in Los Angeles, but does in San Francisco. I guess the people that say that are the people who don't have any community. So they're going to knock somebody else's out of the lack of it. But it's terrific to be here, particularly on behalf of a friend of Al's and a friend of the music community in Los Angeles, who was the victim, rather, of a hit-and-run accident. And I was thinking backstage, that's not something you imagine happening to you that often. On the other hand, all of us know what it's like to live through 6 years of the Reagan administration. So. Anyway, it's great that you're here. And there's an amazing array of people upstairs waiting to go on, out in the parking lot waiting to go on, pushing their way through traffic trying to get here so they can wait to go on, the way benefits are. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you two people, one from a band called The Birds, another from the Deftones. We could think of this duo as the Birdtones. Or as Al pointed out upstairs, the Birds. It depends on which way you might combine it. Would you welcome, please, Gene Clark and Carla Olson.
Thank you, everybody. We would like to do four songs here. We've got a whole bunch of people coming on. And, so we're going to do four from a forthcoming album, which is called So Rebellious a Lover. This is a song called Gypsy Rider.
You may not. Thank you.
from a heart southwestern dry. And it's flushed and bloody, my face torn by sandstorms and pride. Every tree spreads, taking many men's heads, but the one they would want most is mine. Should the mission not go in San Juan, and I kneel and I pray for the love of my life. And not just writing for the heart of southwestern
radio says they were just deep. this past weekend. Thank you.
Not that I'm antisocial, I have so much stuff in my house that there's not room for many people. And I like this guy a lot because he's sort of on a semi... he's sort of on a semi-crusade that I started out on myself. Years ago, I was in a band called the Blues Project, and I was enlightened to that music, and wanted to turn a lot of people onto it, and do what I could for it, because it reached me in a way that other musics didn't, and I think that's the case here. So now we're going to raise the energy level up a little bit than it's been up to now. So enjoy yourself with Dave Alvin and the All Nighter.
Thank you. Thank you. touch her with the hand. Someone left her long ago. She never found out why. So she falls in love again. Every night about this time. And every night about this time. Thank you.
historical figures upstairs, waiting for Hero to stay. I wanted to say one more thing about being here. When Al called me and asked me, I knew right away that I would do it because I wanted to see what Al would wear. It's always interesting, and it changes about every 15 minutes. Did we all like his pajama top in the first ensemble? I just wanted to say my piece about Al Cooper. He's really a sensational man. You know, he's his own little superstition everywhere he goes. But I saw a year or so ago in some of the trade papers that he was calling for some kind of, a retirement home combination substance abuse center for musicians. There was nothing like that that existed. There was no real organization to help people who were down on their luck chemically and looking for a little help from their friends to get straight. I thought it was a pretty nifty thing for him to come out and say in public, and other people may feel the same way, but Al said it. He said it publicly, and that just seemed to be one more facet of his, dare I say it, in the 80s, humanness. A great guy. Another friend of Al's is here this evening and is going to come out now. So would you welcome, please, from KLSX 97.1 on your dial, Fraser Smith.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's hear it for Howard Hessman, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Well, you're looking almost too hip tonight, gang. Thanks for coming out, and thanks again to all these great musicians for showing up for this benefit occasion tonight. How about it, huh? So, did you guys watch the fight last night? How many people thought Sugar really won? You know, the scary thing is now he's got to fight Oprah Winfrey. I think she's going to kick his ass. He's going to have to put on weight to fight her, too, believe me. That's the scary thing. You know, something I found out tonight that I'm excited about, you know, if you play Julio Iglesias albums backwards, you get winning lotto numbers. Something you want to try when you get home. You know what else is exciting? You can now rent movies at 7-Eleven, which is great. I guess they figure if you eat the burrito, you're going to be up all night anyway. Go home and make your own soundtrack, right? Kind of exciting. Something that scares me is they made Sylvester Stallone the head of the new anti-illiteracy campaign. It's kind of like making Leon Spinks the head of the United Dental Council. There's a guy who doesn't need to floss, Leon, right? Just sticks a weed whacker in the front of his mouth there and turns it on full blast. So, you know, speaking of 7-Eleven, every 7-Eleven in my neighborhood is run by an Oriental family, so when you go in, instead of an L in the window, they have like a big R. It's like, oh, you hit the play Rothery? Well, no, but I'd like a Swerpy. You see Godzilla's latest movie, Godzilla 87? Oh, great, he's back, he's got AIDS, and he's really pissed. It's like a giant hot foot for mankind, huh? You know something else that scares me? I found myself singing that dumb song the other day. I'm the boss at AMPM Mini Market. Hey, I got news for you. If I'm the boss, I'm taking a little cash advance from the register, okay? Now get out there and pump some gas, Sabu. You're gonna bring me a ding-dong, will ya? You know, the other commercial bugs, these Honda scooters. You know? How fast can those damn things go? You got bank ladies passing you with their shopping carts. You know? Then they got Jim McMahon from the Bears talking about outrageousness. Jim McMahon said, real outrageous, Jimbo, you're driving a 150 pal. You won the Super Bowl, get a fucking Harley, okay? I like Mark Harmon too, he's kind of cool, isn't he? Not too heavy, never bitter, boy, my dick. Oh, thanks. Why me being a dick? Thank you. I think the worst TV commercial of all has got to be that Jordache jeans girl, though, don't you? Where the one where the girl says, "I hate my mother. She's so much prettier than I am." Yeah, well, I hate your mother, too. We have a little bitch like you. Take off those plastic lips and get off my screen, babe. So we got any Tina Turner fans here today? She looked good in the Grammys, didn't she? Except for her hair, it looks like a Muppet exploded up there. Do you think Tina Turner and Don King go to the same barber? Maybe Tina Turner is Don King. I was thinking about that the other day. You think if Don stuck his finger in a light socket, his hair would fall down? Kind of a reverse buckwheat, okay? K.O. Maybe he is buckwheat, 40 years later with a beer belly. You know, I had this nightmare the other night. I dreamed I was lying in a hospital bed. All of a sudden I hear, "Dr. Ginsu.
Dr. Ginsu, please report to surgery. Bring your steak knife."
Freddy Krueger shows up, right? Those are his real nails, by the way. The guy needs a manicure badly. That's nothing. The other night I dreamed I was getting mugged in a Winchell's parking lot. And there were no cops. Terrifying, man. Almost as bad as the time I dreamed I was the new morning man on the wave. What is that shit they're playing there? That is music to eat quiche by, I'm sorry. Instead of "Hooya," it's "See ya." Yeah, you're out of there. I think I'd rather listen to my smoke alarm for 30 minutes, you know what I mean? Because what am I talking about? I've been fired from every radio station in town now, and, no, it's true, if it's got a K in front of it, I've been fired from it, right? It's true, K-Rock, K-L-O-S, K-M-E-T, what's next? K-Mart? Anyway, gang, we're going to bring up a guy right now who's, well, he's responsible for this whole evening tonight. He's a great guy. And again, check out his wardrobe. As Howard said, he looks like a Kmart exploded. He really does. He looks good. And he's got some very special friends up here playing with him tonight. You guys are a great audience. Please enjoy Mr. Al Cooper, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For the past year, I have been locked in a garage in North Hollywood doing the music for this TV show called Crime Story. And tonight is the, in addition to being a benefit for Leslie, who also worked on the show, is the post-production rap party for Crime Story right here in this auditorium. So we have many Crime Story type people here. As a matter of fact, that's all I can fucking see. But there's two favorite people of mine in this room, and I'd appreciate it if all of you did not call the MCU when the show is over tonight and say that you saw these people here, because they are looking for these guys. So I would like, a personal friend of mine, actually, I was introduced to them by Frank Holman, one of the greatest singers in the world. And Frank introduced me to them, and I was hoping that they could do for my career what they've done for Frank's. But they are here tonight, so can we have a spotlight on Ray Luca and Paulie Taglia? Mr. Michael Mann, the producer of the series. One of the good things about doing a benefit is that you can be on stage with a band that you couldn't afford to pay. And such is the case tonight, indeed. Some of these people, I don't know. There's all kinds of people that I know in varying degrees on this stage, but they are hellacious musicians. And I'd like to introduce them to you. First, a guy who killed me. Well, my favorite thing that he ever did, I don't know if anybody else is into this at all, but there's a singer named Valerie Carter, and she did a couple of solo albums for CBS, and on the first solo album for CBS, there's a tune called Back to Blue Some More. If you can get this in the cutout prints, this album is definitely there. And this guy played, did you write that song also? Okay. I wrote the song, and he played wonderful keyboards on it. It's one of my favorite keyboard pieces in rock and roll. It's very obscure, but it's wonderful. Other stuff he did is not so obscure. He knows that, too. He's a keyboard player with Little Feet. He's been on the road with everybody in the world. Mr. Bill Payne on keyboard. Tonight, because of all the damage that Kenny Grabney and Lowell George did to my house in Atlanta when I lived there. It's working out now. And moving in no particular direction, on this next guy was a youngster from the neighborhood when I chanced upon him. And I recommended him for a job as a bass player, I think, in Paul Butterfield's band years and years ago, but he got the guitar player job, which is just as well. Says a little something about him. He also was in The Rascals
which is a nice surprise, came in too. And a band called Full Moon, the Larson Featon Band. And of course, you know that is Buzzy Featon on guitar. Now this guy, actually, I just want to set the record straight for history. The style of bass playing, to the best of my knowledge, where the guys go, that I can't do. That is, until they invented samples. Now I can do it just fine. Just fine. But Larry Graham, who was in Sly and the Family Stone, I think is the guy that sort of invented that and was the first one that was doing it beyond the fact where you could say, what the hell is he doing? And did it in a real musical way. But the first time that I ever actually saw, with my own two eyes, in person, a white person do that, was the guy who's playing bass with us tonight, who's currently in Jackson Brown's band, and played with tons of people, including me, Mr. Bob Glaub on bass. This afternoon, took him to the doctors, and we had him tested for ARDS, acquired rhythm deficiency, and he did not have it, I'm happy to announce. He played with King Crimson, Bob Dylan, and also Jackson Brown, and many other casualties that we may see later. Ian Wallace on drums. And joining us this evening, to make matters worse, Mr. Billy Vera was kind enough to have nothing to say about the fact that his horn section is here tonight. Three quarters of the Beatles' horn section. They've had a top 10 record, so we allowed them to be the best dressed. And I know that many of you have wondered what would happen if James Brown had been born in Trenchtown. I know that that crosses your mind every evening. Yeah, so we're going to answer that musical question right now. What would have happened if James Brown had come from Jamaica?
Oh,
Omega. Is Evil William here? No, I don't have to do that song then. Oh, what the hell, I'll do it anyway. This one is one for the guy that works the night desk at Amigo Studios. It throws me out every night. This is his favorite song.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Blues thing here. It's called Scummy Monday Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Thank you. On behalf of everybody.